Nelissa Smith out of Cibolo, out of San Antonio, Texas, is the best way to put it. And she joins us now live on ESPN Central Texas. So how many people have said, hey, great game last night to you ever since you got back? I know you got back very late in the morning.
It's really been like social media. That's where a lot of the attention has came from since we did get back so late yesterday. But coming back and being on campus now, a lot of people are saying like congrats and stuff like that.
I saw you grow up last year along the way with the team that obviously went on to win the national championship. But to me, the biggest moment for you, and there may have been 50, but the one when Lauren Cox went down in the national championship game in Tampa, and of course it took a big blow to the team, and then you came in immediately, like on the first time, first possession, hit a shot, a jump shot, even though you had to hold on to win the game. Was that kind of who you were last night in the fourth quarter when that game was up for grabs?
Yeah, I would say that was the national championship was a glimpse of it. I feel like I showed it all last night versus UConn. So I just got like a lot of open looks last night, so that's where I scored the ball the most.
Do you guys realize, and I'm sure you do by now, and I know you've even been told this in the post game, how many streaks ended the last couple of years when you played UConn?
Yeah, I've seen it on Twitter. I remember they were telling us about it, and it was crazy when they told us it was like 93 or something like that win streak. So that's crazy. That's unbelievable.
98 consecutive games at home they'd won. 126 regular season games last year when you beat them in Waco, and both Baylor teams the last couple of years have ended those streaks against an iconic team in UConn. What did you know? They were ranked number one. UConn, the name for women's basketball, obviously is a big deal. They were undefeated. What did you guys see on film that you thought, you know, I'm not saying take advantage of, but what did you see on film leading up to the game that felt like you could have some success in the game?
Oh, well, we knew UConn was a great program. We knew that they were going to execute no matter what. So we watched film. We just tried to pick apart some of the little things that they did, like their post positioning, trying to collapse on that, or getting a lot of help side from Lauren Cox, just things like that. Closing out on shooters, making sure that other people don't shoot the ball. So just little things like that we watched on film.
How much does it help, even though she has to, and she played really well last night, but how much does it help to have the superstar, the All-American, in Lauren Cox back right now to be able to help you guys out going forward?
It helps a lot. Lauren Cox, she just knows the game of basketball. She knows where she's supposed to be. She helps you a lot. Like, if you don't know the plays, she helps you in just all the little ways. So it's a pleasure playing with her. I love playing with her. She always helps me through the game. She's a great role model.
In a weird way, was it a silver lining that she was out that long? Because it gave – I mean, you already had a lot of minutes, obviously, Queen Egbo. Was it a silver lining you guys learned to play without her to kind of maybe everybody get a little bit better?
Yeah, well, I mean, it sucks seeing one of our best players go down, so we had to find out a way to still execute and still play Baylor basketball without her. But, I mean, hey, I'm glad she's back.
Now, listen, there was that tip-in, an offensive rebound tip-in. And Dee Dee Richards was right there next to you, and she was trying to block out. You tip it in, you get fouled, and she did her, like, I mean, I don't know if anybody celebrates or screams or whatever with the words, in her body language. Can you just try to describe Dee Dee Richards as a teammate?
She's a great teammate. If you want someone with excitement, that's the person you need to go to. She's excited all the time. She's going to show you so many different personalities. She's just a great human being. She got a great personality.
How often a day, I'm serious, how many times a day does she make you crack up?
Well, she's my roommate, so it's 24/7 with her. I just hear her all the time. She's a comedian.
How many, all right, now I'm not trying to get too personal here, but I'm having fun with this because Dee Dee knows how to get dressed up. I mean, she knows how to get girly girl. You know that. Is her, like, her cosmetic cabinet, like, one of a million? What's that like?
Well, she don't wear a lot of, like, the makeup and stuff during the game and stuff. But if you see her outside of, like, practices and stuff, that's where you're going to see it all. That's where you're going to see all the glam and stuff like that.
Oh, she's a character, isn't she?
For sure.
You guys had Chloe Jackson. Of course, you were a freshman, so you were coming into the program the same time that she did. But now it's Taya Cooper who put up a bunch of points and is a tremendous scorer as well. But, and learning about Kim Mulkey and the need to make sure you spread the ball around and also the ability to play some defense. How much did Chloe Jackson being a part of the team a year ago as a transfer, you think, help this year when Taya Cooper came in from South Carolina?
Oh, I think it helped a lot just seeing how a grad transfer can come and change the program like Chloe did, and Taya Cooper coming in and doing the same thing. I mean, I guess, like, Chloe kind of showed, like, that grad transfers can come to Baylor, because I remember Kim saying, like, she didn't accept, like, a lot of grad transfers before Chloe, but if people could play like Chloe, then she'll take them all the time.
All right, does last night's win mean anything other than you won a game? Is it matter to you? Now, I know that Kim's trying to downplay it, and that's fine, and I know it's not a conference game, but come on. I mean, you just won against UConn and Hartford. It's got to mean a little bit more than you win a non-conference game against just nobody.
I mean, yeah, it meant a lot last night. Like I said, they're a great program, so beating a good team, it just meant a lot. But, I mean, the next day, you know how Kim is, we got to focus on something else.
Yeah, you just wrapped up practice, didn't you, like within the last 30 minutes or so?
Yeah, we were scouting Oklahoma State. So that's what we're focusing on now.
So you play all the way up the Northeast Coast, four-hour plane ride. You get back. You have to get up and go to class this morning. Then you turn around and you still have practice because there's a short turnaround. You play Sunday against Oklahoma State. Did you get any rest at all, or will you sleep really well tonight?
Oh, I'm going to sleep great tonight. This is where all the sleep's going to come into play.
Now, listen, for those that are just normal people, and you're just a normal person as well, but obviously you're a fantastic player for Baylor, and you have been for and you were a great player in high school. What is it like to turn on ESPN or in some national show and see you being featured or highlighted in a package of highlights?
It's a blessing. I've always dreamed of being in this position, and now that I'm in it, I can't take it for granted. Like, I love seeing it, love seeing my name on TV, pictures, and all that. So, hope more is to come.
What's more important, defense or scoring?
Definitely defense. Coach really focuses on defense. We're mm-hmm. a defensive team, so that's what we're really working on right now.
Is that something you've had to learn along the way? Because obviously you've got a great offensive game, but you're starting to really get better on defense as well.
Oh, for sure. I talked about it with Coach like 3 days ago. We had a whole conversation about how I got to help on both ends of the floor. Like, the offense is going to come, but I got to make sure I'm focusing on defense right now.
Nelissa Smith had herself a game, and Baylor wins at UConn last night. Beat them up pretty good by, 16 points and ended that long streak. How much do you see the progression of both you and Queen Egbo inside and really kind of growing up? Along with the time when Lauren was out, how much do you see the two of you getting better and better?
I feel like we're growing up a lot. We're being put in like great positions that we could showcase our talent. So being on the floor with a person like Lauren Cox and the rest of my teammates is helping us a lot. They get us the ball real good, so that's helping us.
Hey, thanks for the time. We appreciate you, Nelissa. Congratulations on last night's game.
Thank you so much.
That's Nelissa Smith, sophomore for Baylor.